John chapter number 6, verse number 35. Verse number 35 for just a few minutes. And we'll talk to us out of this verse for just a few minutes. The Bible said, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy, for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. We thank you, Lord, for these that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of every individual. Lord, I pray, God, you'd grant it to us today. Lord, if there be one here that's never been acquainted with the grace of God, Lord, they've never been saved, God, I pray that today would be the day, Lord, that conviction had set up in their heart and the drawing power of God to draw them to the altar, Lord, of repentance, where they may be saved today. Lord, what a glorious day that would be, Lord, this morning for somebody to get born again. Father, we pray again for fresh oil that you'd anoint us. And God, let us preach in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost, Lord, for a little while. Have your way with us now and give us the words that you'd have us to say. And what you do for us today, we'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you for all that's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to talk to us this morning on the bread that satisfies. I want to talk to us on that thought for a few minutes. This probably is not the first time that you've ever heard me preach on this text, nor will it be the last time that you'll hear me preach on this text, because this is such a simple text this morning, but so profound when you give it a little thought. Now, in the context of the scripture this morning, Jesus is talking to a multitude of folks here that really hinged on miracles. And you know, as long as somebody can see something, it makes it a little easy for them to believe. And a lot of folks like to have something that they could put their hand on or that they could see with their eyes before they believe it. Somebody said one time, seeing is believing. And so we know that these people had just came out of a great miracle that Jesus had performed in feeding them with a few fishes and a few loaves of bread. And the Bible said in that miracle they were filled to the full and even had some left over. And now the Lord had went over to the other side, and now they began to follow him, and not seeking him for who he is, but seeking him for the miracles that he had performed. Everybody, I'd like to know that they had a miracle from God. Isn't that be something this morning if we could just choose and pick our miracle? And God would give us and grant us a miracle to be able to see with our eyes and to feel with our hands and the miracle that God gives. They began to talk to Jesus, and the claims that he makes here is that he is the bread that came down from heaven and that he is the true bread. They were familiar with the story of Moses and how that God had given them a manna from heaven. They were familiar with that story. It had been rehearsed unto them time and time again of the miracle of Moses. And they even claimed that Moses was the one that gave them that bread. But Jesus said, not so. It wasn't Moses that gave you that bread, but it was my Father, amen, that gave you that bread. And he said in verse number 32 in the claim, he said, "But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." Now what Jesus is talking about is the distinct difference between flesh and spirit. They began to dwell on the flesh. After all, it was the flesh that they thought would be satisfied with the miracle that Jesus performed. But I want you to know this morning, the flesh is never satisfied. The Bible said the eyes of man are never satisfied. We'll never be satisfied down here in this world, nor in this flesh. And the Bible said now that they were referring to the miracle in the wilderness of the bread, the manna that came down from heaven, that satisfied those folks in the flesh. But it only lasted for 40 years and then it stopped. And so it is with this world today, only lasts a little while and then it's over with. And even the pleasures of this life are just for a little while and then they're gone. If you're trying to find things in this life, that in this world, that'll satisfy you, you'll be disappointed in this life. Amen. And people are always trying to grab after something that satisfies them. But this fleshly man cannot be satisfied. It had been tried and tried again. If anybody would have been satisfied, it would have been King Solomon, as we studied in the book of Ecclesiastes, of the great riches that he was blessed with while he was here. It looked like he would have been totally satisfied. But in his latter years, he kept reaching and he found himself never satisfied. The Bible tells us that he gave these words, "All is vanity and vexation of spirit." Yeah. And so we know that man can't be satisfied with this worldly good. And so now Jesus begins to talk to them of this bread. He said, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Why wouldn't anybody want that bread? Amen. I think about the woman at the well, how when Jesus spoke to her and said how that if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. I want you to know God is the only one that can give life and can satisfy the inward longing to a sinner man. The Bible said now, he said, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven." The Bible tells us that Jesus came from heaven. He came down from above. He said, "Ye are from beneath. Ye are from the earth. You're earthly." He said, "But I am from above." He said, "I'm heavenly." Amen. And he came down to earth. The Bible said, incarnate, robed in flesh. Emmanuel, God with us, that he came down from heaven. Amen. We would have never known about heaven had he not came down from heaven. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, "He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Now those that ate the manna in the wilderness died. Amen? They died because that was not the true bread. Amen. But Jesus said, "I am the true bread." I want to say this morning, there needs to be a craving. Amen. There needs to be a craving for the bread of life. And you'll never get saved until you want this. Amen. The Lord will never force himself upon anybody. If you really want to live, amen, he said, "I'm the true bread." Crave him today. The Bible said, "I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger." The Bible said that he that will hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. He is that bread that satisfies of the hungry soul, amen, that desires to live. Adam gave us death, but Christ Jesus brought life. He said, "I come that they may live." Thank God we can live through Jesus Christ. He is that bread of life. That manna that came from heaven was limited. It lasted a short time. This life is temporal. This flesh is like a flower. The glory of it fades away. It's like a mist. Amen. It's like a fog. It comes up in the morning, the sun comes, and this life is gone. James said, "What is your life? It is just short. Man born of woman is few days and full of trouble." This is a short life. This is a temporal life. And you're going to die. If all you ever did was search for the life in this world, you're going to die. But Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life. I come to give life." Thank God. And so now this bread is a choice. Amen. Yeah. It not only desires a craving, but it demands a choice. Yeah. The Bible said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." And he said, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but shall raise him up in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. Amen. And I will raise him up in the last day. Yeah. Amen. I want to say, this is a choice. Amen. Yes. How you've got a choice. How when you pull up to the table, how to eat your meal, you can either receive it or reject it. Amen. It's your choice. You can go all the way to the table, look at what's on the table, walk away from it, amen, and leave hungry. Or you can come to the Lord, amen, pull up under the table of grace, and see the fulfilling of life and the fullness of it, and you can eat the bread of life. Thank God of this morning. It satisfies. It's a choice this morning. He's not going to make you, but I want you to know this morning that if you will come, you can be filled with satisfaction that only comes from the Lord. Yeah. Life everlasting. Yeah. Right. He come to give you life. The Bible said we're dead in trespasses and sin. Sin caused death to enter into the world. And by sin, death reigned. Death is all around us. Everywhere we turn, the Bible said it's an appointment that we'll all keep. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So we know there's a time when we're going to die. Amen. There's coming in my life, and there's coming in your life what is called the last day. I remember the first day I recorded in a birth certificate. That's in Augusta, Georgia, when I was born into the McClellan family. And there's going to come a last day for William McClellan. He'll die one day. They'll stretch him in a coffin. They'll send him on. But Jesus said in this 40th verse, he said, "And everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Hallelujah. I had a first day, and I'll have a last day. I had a last day, and I'll have a first day. Amen. Forever, I'll have life everlasting. This bread satisfies man's longing to live. It's everlasting life. If you'll put your faith, put your trust in the Lord Jesus, amen, make him your choice today, you can live. But this bread has to be consumed. You have to eat this bread. That's what Jesus said. The Bible said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you." Amen. Amen. The Bible said, "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. That is born of the flesh is flesh. That is born of the Spirit is spirit." Yeah. This is spiritual. Amen. Right. To be born again means to be born from above. Right. Not down here, but born from above. Yeah. Born again. Born by the Spirit of God. Yeah. Born, amen, into everlasting life. The Bible tells us now, Jesus says, "I can take up my abode in you." Amen. Amen. I'm glad this morning that those are in Christ Jesus has everlasting life. He that hath the Son hath life. Amen. He's not just somebody that'll walk with you, but he's someone who lives in you. Thank God this morning. He's that intimate with every born-again child of God. And I remember as a 16-year-old boy, Jesus came in and dwelt in this earthly tabernacle that I live in. There's two that lives in this house. One of them's name's William, and the other one's name's Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're together in this house. We're living together. We're walking together. We talk together. We fellowship together. And the Bible said, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him." Amen. He is life. He needs to be consumed. He's not someone that follows us on the outside, but he fellowships with us on the inside. He's a living bread. Amen. The bread that satisfies and is meant to be consumed. The living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. The Bible said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. We eat this food down here, this meat and drink that we eat down here in the fleshly body. We have to have it to sustain it. You can't live long without eating some food, amen? You won't last very long. You'll starve to death. And that's so it is in the spiritual, amen? If you don't have any spiritual food, amen, you'll starve to death. He that hungers and thirsts after this righteousness shall be filled. The Bible said here, this is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. The manna and they have died. He said, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. There's a change that takes place in the consuming of the Son of God, the bread of life that satisfies our soul. There's no need to be a looking for no other. No. It'd be a letdown for me to adopt Allah as my God and adopt the Islamic religion. It'd be a disappointment. What has it got to offer? Amen. Absolutely nothing. Amen. Amen. It'd be a disappointment for me to become a Hindu. What's it got to offer? Put a little ruby in my forehead because I visited the temple. Whoop-de-doo. I got better than that in my heart. Amen. Amen. It's got nothing to offer. Why, I'd be disappointed to know that I came back into this world as a milk cow.
Yeah. Amen.
Wouldn't you?
Amen.
That's exactly what they believe. That they'll be reincarnated into another animal or something else. And that's why they won't eat their cows over there, afraid they're going to eat one of their loved ones and their family members. God help them folks. Amen. I'm telling you, what's it got to offer? But Jesus said, I give life. Life everlasting. Then he says, doth this offend you? He said, what and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth. That means make alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. It's a change in a man's life. Takes place when he will receive this bread, this true bread that comes from God. There's a change that takes place. There's a transformation that literally takes place. We're transformed from death unto life.
Amen.
Paul said, I know that I've changed from death unto life because I love the brethren.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a change that takes place. That only comes with an experience of grace. I can't tell you about that change. You have to experience that change. When you eat of that bread, drink of his blood, that change takes place. You have life everlasting. He's that true bread. Amen. He said, if you'll eat of this bread, you'll never hunger again.
Amen.
You'll drink of this blood, you'll never thirst again. This morning, are you looking for something that satisfies you? Now, if you're not, you won't get this. There's got to be a craving for something, some life in you. If you're satisfied with dying, if you're satisfied with death, then God ain't going to help you. But if you want to live, he's life. He's life this morning. And you can live. Forever. What a blessing it is. Man's always desired to live.
Sure.
Look at the hospitals.
Right.
I mean, the hospital's full of folks that want to live.
Yes, sure.
They want to live. Life is precious here. They want to leave this world. This is the only world we know. And we hang on to it all we can. And I'm talking
the flesh. Now, it's the only world the flesh knows anything about. But then when we eat of that bread and drink of that blood, we can have everlasting life far beyond this world. Far better than this is ever, than you've ever dreamed of. It's far better. I thought about this, and I want you to get a song ready for us. But I thought about in Revelation, the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus, there's no way that man could have ever gotten the description of heaven had heaven not given that description. Streets of gold, gates of pearl, mansions so bright, no moon, no sun, but light. Jesus said, no need of the sun. There's no need of the moon. He said, for I am the light of that city. No need of no other light. It's eternal light. It's one big day and forever with God. This morning, we would have never gotten that description had Jesus not given that to John. And he said, write these things. They're faithful sayings. He wrote them down. I got a little glimpse of glory in the Word of God, just enough to make me want to go.
Amen.
Amen. I don't believe it's everything about heaven. There's enough there to make me want to go. When I got born again, I've got a new place, amen, for me to dwell, for me to live. This morning, I'll be satisfied when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord. As the song says, I will be satisfied.
Amen.
Are you satisfied this morning with your life? You say, well, preacher, no. Well, I've got good news for you. You can have the true life that God gives through His Son. This morning, you can come. Preacher, my life's a mess. I've messed it up so bad. But He's come to seek and to save that which is lost. He come to help that broken heart, that broken life. Well, we're all nothing but a bunch of misfits anyhow. The world wouldn't even have us. They kicked us around like dogs to begin with. But Jesus, with outstretched arms, said, I sure do love you. And He reached for our heart, our souls. We come to Him. This morning, you can be saved today and leave here with brand new life. In the Lord Jesus. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he's created a new creature in Christ, brand new. Imagine that. Somebody said, I wished I could go back and have a do-over in life. Well, you can't go back. You can't go back, but I tell you what you can do. You can start from right here in Christ Jesus our Lord, and your life could be completely changed for the better. Will you accept Him today while we get a song ready, while we stand together? Will you think about it this morning now? The Spirit of the Lord has got you here for a purpose. He's got you here for a reason. Are you truly satisfied? Those people in the wilderness that took that manna, you remember what God told them? He said, you take of that manna 6 days, and you gather it for Sunday or for the seventh day. He said, you gather enough for those days. Gather enough for one day, for 6 days each day. And on that sixth day, gather for 2 days. You remember that?
Yeah.
They got greedy. And they went to gathering more than what they needed because they thought that they just needed more. And the Bible tells us that it began to stink. It rotted away. Well, this life began to stink.
Yeah.
If all you put your trust in is what you gather in this world. But I got good news this morning. There's hope for you.
Yeah,
you can be saved today. While we sing, will you come?